Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hi, Connor. Is there a supervisor or someone I can speak to about a problem, a complaint, a charge that is on my card from one of your companies, and yet the person can't find an account in my name? So I was told there was nothing that could be done, and she hung up on me. Now, the account may not be in my name, but the account is mine. And your company, or one of them, took money out of my account. So if you don't have an account in my name, and I didn't do it because I only put accounts in my name, then it's theft and fraudulent. So we need to straighten this out because you have taken money that you shouldn't have, that I did not authorize, and that someone is obviously using my card and using it in, with another name. So can you help me, or is there somebody else that can help me?
So what I'm trying to understand it overall is what you are saying that you have received charges. You are aware of the charges. Now,
The
now
charge
go
was
ahead.
just made today. The charge was just made today. I called 2 minutes ago. I spoke with a woman named Maddie. She told me, she asked me my name. I gave her my name. She said, I can't find an account. So what do we do now? She said, there's nothing we can do. I'm sorry. She was ready to hang up. And I said, you can't hang up on me. I said, whether you can find an account in my name, you still took money from me, one of your companies. She said there's like 300 companies that are all connected or whatever. So I asked to speak to a supervisor, and she said no. And I said, and again, she wanted to just hang up. And I swore at her. I said, don't you fucking hang up on me. I said, I'm sorry that you can't find an account in my name. But your company still took my money illegally without my permission. So whether the account is in my name or not, my card is being used. So how do we clear that up?
Well, I can at least look to see if there's information in the system. Now, even if you speak with upper management and they're not able to locate you, the next best thing for you to do is contact your banking institution. We're not able to see anything in our system. I mean, now then we can't remove charges from something that's not existing in our system.
Okay. Could you look up the account? Oh, you can't look up the account.
Well,
Is
let's first start with
there a
your
way
zip
to
code.
look
What
up?
might that be? What is your zip code?
01609. Is it possible?
01609.
Yes, that's correct.
And your first and last
Is
name?
it Susan Bergeron?
Okay, Ms. Bergeron. All right, verify your shipping address.
146 Chandler Street. Worcester, Mass, apartment 201609.
So I appear to have an account for you. Now,
Oh, well, Maddie couldn't find one.
well, no worries here. I'm able to locate one on our end. So allow me one moment to review the account.
Okay.
Thank you. According to our system, Ms. Bergeron, You went forth on December 17th, 2022, to receive a cookware set for the exclusive rate of $6.95.
Okay, great. That's all I wanted to know is what the charge was for. I appreciate your taking the time to help me, and I would like to file a complaint on Maddie for not only trying to just dismiss me and hang up on me, but not taking the time to look hard enough or do her job properly to find the account, because you found it, no problem.
Totally understandable, ma'am. We hate that you went through that experience, but I want to say thank you for calling customer support. If there are no more questions.
There are no more questions for you, Connor. No, but I do want to file that complaint. How do I do that?
One moment here.
Yep. Cookware set I got coming.
Okay, ma'am, I'll get you over to the supervisors for your request.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your help, Connor. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.